Welcome back here in the huddle right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. It is Thursday. That means it's our Thursday night football event, at this time at the Village Tavern out in North Ferrisburg. But it's also time to talk to our buddy from RotoWire and get all our fantasy football questions answered. It's the K-Train, Ken Kreitz. How are you, Ken?
I am great, Brady. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great as well. We had a great time at RJ's last week, speaking of our Thursday night football events. Now, are you and the dads of Shelburne coming out to Village Tavern tonight? We're even kind of in your neighborhood.
Almost as soon as I hang up here, I'm actually hopping on a plane to Chicago. Sorry.
Well, we are almost even in your neighborhood, so go figure.
That stinks. That stinks.
Well, we had a good, another thing that stinks is Arnie's fantasy team. 1-7, or no, 1-8 for Arnie now.
I cannot give Arnie heat. I'm not doing much better. In fact, you might want to dock my pay for these segments based on how the league standings are facing him. But, you know, I mean, hey, Arnie has the out that he didn't really draft that team anyway. Wasn't it his brother who picked it?
Yeah, I asked him if he was going to fire his GM at the end of the season.
Could be an ugly Thanksgiving.
Hey, Ken, and by the way, Ken Kreitz is brought to us by our friends over at the Valley Vape Company, located at 12 Park Street in Essex Junction. Ken, let's look at the Thursday night game tonight, because there's a lot of fantasy implications tonight. Let's kind of go bit by bit. Russell Wilson, I think, is an MVP candidate in actual football. How has that translated to his fantasy performance?
Well, we've got Russell Wilson ranked fourth this week, and frankly, Brady, you know, you're a Seahawks fan. You know how abysmal that running game has been. They've got all of two rushing TDs, one of which was Wilson's. You know, now they're saying Thomas Rawls is going to be the lead running back. But really, this is Wilson's show. They want to be a running team, but they don't have the offensive line to do it. And they keep relying on Russell Wilson to bail him out. I mean, what's great is he buys himself so much extra time, but instead of just putting his head down and always running, he uses that extra time, you know, to really throw some nice 30, 40-yard heaves and put some real daggers in the defense. Like the matchup against Arizona tonight, especially since they're extremely quarterback-challenged with Drew Stanton now having to start for them. Yeah, hands down, Russell Wilson, a fantastic fantasy asset. One top three quarterback this season in fantasy.
Seahawks receivers slash tight ends look like they could have a big game as well today. Where do you see Doug Baldwin, Jimmy Graham, Tyler Lockett, and Paul Richardson?
Well, certainly Richardson's the one that's been hot as of late. It's good to see Jimmy Graham's finally healthy, finally no longer on the injury report. But that's one of the great things about Wilson. One of the great things about Brady is he mixes it up every week. Kind of picking either a Pats receiver or a Seahawks receiver gets awfully dangerous. Certainly Richardson was available on the free agent wire for quite a while, isn't out there anymore. We'll see. I more importantly would stress staying away from Thomas Rawls. I know he's been, you know, named the starter this week. What did Eddie Lacy had the top back designation for, what, about two quarters there, Brady?
That's right, about two quarters.
Yeah, I'm sure feast mode will kick in again. But, you know, Rawls, this is a team that ranks 19th in rushing the Seahawks at 103 yards per game. But Wilson gets a lot of that. So the running backs have just been terrible. But certainly, yeah, take a flyer on any of those Seahawks receivers. This is a good week to do it.
Now move over to the run game, this time on the Cardinals side, though. Adrian Peterson says he's ready for 30-plus carries tonight. Seahawks front seven banged up a little bit, especially on a short week here. Do you like AP tonight, or do you stay away?
Well, you know, obviously a lot of people got AP on the free agency wire and are happy to have it, happy to have him. He got 159 yards rushing last week, plus two catches. But remember, that was against a woeful, winless 49ers defense. Seahawks are a little more impressive. In fact, apparently they're a lot more impressive. It helps that at least the Seahawks are on the road here. They don't have that crazy 12th man going nuts for them. I mean, Peterson's a viable option. Let's see. We've got him ranked 10th. But if you're relying on another 160-plus yard game in total yards, I wouldn't bank on it.
Ken, let's move over now to Week 10 on the whole. We're either at or just getting to the trade deadline in most leagues and most different sites or venues that people play in. Anybody we should be looking at here to try and go and acquire in a last-minute deal?
I never, ever thought I would say this, but consider, especially this week, Josh McCown of the New York Jets. You know, I thought he was left for dead 2 years ago, but listen to this. He's got five straight weeks now with multiple TD games, and he's facing a terrible Tampa Bay defense this week. So Josh, and then another quarterback left for dead, doesn't look that bad this week either, which is his opponent this week in Ryan Fitzgerald. You know, he's going to get a few starts. ideally you get him on the free agent wire and not have to trade for him. But, you know, with Winston's shoulder problems, he's going to get a few starts for the Buccaneers. And, you know, as heralded as the Jets D often is, they've actually got a streak of their own, unfortunately, of giving up multiple TDs to quarterbacks over the last 5 weeks. So, believe it or not, that Tampa Bay Jets game actually could have some decent scoring. Those are some guys that are easier to get. At running back, I'd still look to see if either of the new Dolphin running backs have a shot, Kenyon Drake or Damian Williams. PPR leagues, you definitely want to lean to Williams. He also got a TD last week. I think Williams has got 3 more years of experience on Drake. I think they're going to trust Williams in the red zone, too. So if either of those guys are on your waiver wire, go for it. And then, hey, I would, you know, the Rams offense with McKay coaching is really up and coming. And it looks like, to me, Goff prefers Robert Woods over Sammy Watkins. Woods is surprisingly owned on only 64% of Yahoo leagues, two TDs last week. And Houston, who they face this week, has given up the 5th most points to wide receivers. So I'd go out and get some of those underrated Rams receivers, believe it or not.
Ken Kreitz of RotoWire with us, thanks to the Valley Vape Company, 12 Park Street in Essex Junction, here on The Huddle on 101.3 ESPN. Ken, the Patriots going to Denver this week. Always a tough matchup in the Mile High City. Tom Brady 3-7 on the road in Denver. But this Denver team is different. They still have that good defense, but there's no offense there. So how do you think the Patriot offensive players do against that Denver defense? Because I can't tell. They might be on the field for 45 minutes with no offense.
They sure might be, and boy, I worry about the Broncos' defense just packing in for the season. They're 3-5. The quarterback situation has gone from mediocre to bad with Osweiler now. The offensive line's a nightmare. Clearly, Vegas is big fans of the Pats, giving them 7.5 points on the road in Denver. Usually home field gets a team 3-4 points in the spread, and yet the Pats are favored by 7.5. To me, boy, this Denver team could be getting close to a train wreck. Certainly the talent's there on defense, but just like you said, Brady, if they've got to be on the field for 45 minutes, could be a big day for the Pats. We've got Brady ranked 5th this week. I'd probably bump him up to 4th. I'm not as crazy as Drew Brees playing Buffalo, who we have 2nd. You know, unfortunately with the Pats, trying to guess which running back's going to be the guy is impossible to do. Wide receiver, check on Demaryius Thomas's health. He surprisingly showed up on the injury report today after being all healthy last weekend in the game. So that's really odd. And what's tough is, you know, when you've got injury concerns going into Sunday night, you're not left with too many options if you hear an hour or so before the game that your guy's going to be out.
Ken, what's the biggest thing or one of the biggest things frustrating fantasy owners right now?
Oh, boy, just all the big first-round names that aren't producing. You know, you've so many. I mean, obviously, starting with David Johnson in week one being gone. Frankly, if you were the number one pick, Johnson was clearly the guy to get, and you've probably been scrambling all season for that. I mean, look, there are guys like Alvin Kamara is ranked number 11th in running backs this week. How about trying to guess what is going to happen with Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
I still don't know what's going on there, and I think anyone who claims they know is lying. I think this is the most frustrating fantasy season in many, and certainly. In the 30 years I've been playing, this has been the hardest to forecast.
Ken Kreitz, our fantasy football expert at RotoWire. You're on the way to Chicago. Any big plans there? Northwestern alumni functions or something?
I am going to Northwestern. My annual Northwestern game. Hey, we're ranked 25th now, so we're off to see Purdue.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy the Alamo Bowl.
We're more than happy to get the Schmuck Bowl. That is fine with us. We take whatever we can.
Ken Kreitz of RotoWire joins us every Thursday, 4:35. Thanks to our friends at the Valley Vape Company, 12 Park Street, Essex Junction. Ken, safe travels. Thanks for talking with us again. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Enjoy your Seahawks tonight, Brady.